This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Video art is getting some major props. Steve McQueen, the winner of Best Director at the Oscars, is also and was originally an acclaimed video artist. And now one of the pioneers of the form, Bill Viola, is being celebrated in, of all places, Paris. And our own Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp is just back from the opening there of a major survey of his work. Hey there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So for those who aren't aware of his name or his work, he's the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant. He's based in Long Beach. Start from there.
As Viola says, he was born the same year as television. That's 1951. And when he was at Syracuse University, he was among that group of artists who embraced the Portapak, the Sony video camera that allowed artists to make videos outside of a studio.
A TV studio, yeah.
Exactly. So it was a formative time, and there's a lot of video that came out of that era, but I would say his has gone way beyond that of his peers.
I knew his name, but I didn't know his work, and in looking online, reading some interviews with him, listening to some interviews with him, what came through most of all was the spiritual nature of his work, which was surprising to me.
He has never wavered from his faith in the spiritual and transcendental potential of art. And by using video art as opposed to painting or sculpture, he's managed to avoid being seen as reactionary or atavistic, a throwback to the 19th century era. However, his own view, I think, is that all art is contemporary in its own time. And he considers his allies in this field artists like Fra Angelico, or Montaigne, or indeed William Blake, an artist for whom he named his second son.
So even though he is working in what was at the time the contemporary medium of its day, it's changed. Video's changed so much over the years. So how has he stayed current as video has changed?
Well, he has helped it change because, in fact, his work is monumental. His work in this show in particular has gone way beyond the monitor where video art began. It's really an elaborate TV set with a chair in front of it. These are projections often on a monumental scale. At other times, they're as small as an iPad because of the digital technology. And he and his wife and partner, Kira Perov, have always been at the forefront of understanding how this technology works and really using it in the best possible way. The work has always been about the passage of time and how that can actually increase consciousness while you're watching it. But you see in this show more of an interest in mortality, not only the passing of time within the pieces, but time as a historical continuum, the history of art, and also how we are all only here for this moment, but we are part of something much larger.
Unfortunately, you can't see the survey of Bill Viola unless you go to Paris, where it's on display at the Grand Palais through July 21st. We can hope it'll come here, too. We can show you a bit of his work on our website, along with Hunter's text at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you so much, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.